కి జగద్గురు శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ కి జయ, గురుదేవ్ కి జయ. జరాదమాదవ కుంజ విహారీ జయ రాధమాధవ కుంజ విహారీ జయ గోపీ జనవాళ గిరివరదారీ జయ గోపీ జనవాళ గిరివరదారీ
గోపీ
జనవాళిరివరదారీ యశోదనందన యశోదనందన బ్రజ జనరంజన యమున తీరావనచారీ యమున తీరావనచారీ జయ రాధమాధవ కుంజ విహారీ జయ రాధమాధవ కుంజ విహారీ జయ గోపీ జనవాళ గిరివరదారీ యశోదనందన బ్రజ జనరంజన యమున తీరావనచారీ జయ రాధమాధవ కుంజ విహారీ జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివ సది గౌర భక్తవృంద జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివ సది గౌర భక్త వృంద Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ಹರೆ Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Radha Shama Sundara Radha Shama Sundara Radhe Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radhe Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radha Jaya Radha Govinda Radha Govinda Radha Jaya Radha Varneshwara Radha Varneshwara Radha Jaya Krishna Balaram Jaya Krishna Balaram Jaya Krishna Balaram Jaya Vrindavana Dham Jaya Krishna Balaram Jaya Krishna Balaram Jaya Krishna Balaram Jaya Vrindavana Dham Jaya Jagannatha Jaya Jagannatha Jaya Baladeva Jaya Subhadra Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada Jaya Gurudeva Jaya Gurudeva Jaya Gurudeva Jaya Gurudeva Pad Paramams Pravichkacha Stotras Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai
जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन पुनराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। डीडीटी समस्त आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय हो विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रवचकाचार्य प्रतिष्ठान भक्त सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद महाराज ठाकुर की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव की जय। नामाचार्य सुदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम सको जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ राधा कुंड श्यामकुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन मथुर वक्र द्वारका धाम की जय। जगन्नाथ प्रधाम की जय। नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय। गंगा में यमुनामयी की जय। भक्ति देव तुलसी देवी की जय। सामवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरी स्टेशन ऑल ग्लोरी स्टेशन ऑल ग्लोरी श्री गुरु एंड गौरंग ओम ज्ञानतिमिरांदस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामय्यं ददाति स्तुपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्री गुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्री रूपं साग्र जातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितां च। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणामामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे हरे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्रिशे नमः। मुखां करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहमुन्दे परमानन्दमादम्। हरे कृष्ण। श्रीमद्भागवतम् कांतो 3 चैप्टर 28 टेक्स्ट 36। We'll recite first, then we'll recite shloka. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्ति भवति नैष्ठिकी। हरे कृष्ण। श्रीमद् भागवतम कांतोत्री चैप्टर 28 टेक्स्ट 36 कपिलास इंस्ट्रक्शंस ऑन डिवोशन सर्विस दैट इज चैप्टर टाइटल। सो अपि तया चरमया मनसो निवृत्त्या तस्मिन्महं न्यवसितः सुखदुःखबाह्ये हेतुत्वमपि असति कर्तरि दुःखयोर्य स्वात्मान् विदत्तुपलब्ध परात्मकाष्टः सोऽपि एतया चरमया मनसो निवृत्त्या तस्मिन् महान्वसितः सुखदुःखबाह्ये एतत्त्वापि असति कर्तरि दुःखयोर्यात् स्वात्मान् विदत्तुपलब्ध परात्मकाष्टः सोऽपि एतया चरमया मनसो निवृत्त्या तस्मिन् महं न्यवसितः सुखदुःखबाह्ये हेतुत्वापि असति कर्तरि दुःखयोर्यात् स्वात्मान् विदत्तुपलब्ध परात्मकाष्टः सोऽपि एतया चरमया मनसो निवृत्त्या तस्मिन् मानवसितः सुखदुःखबाह्ये हेतुत्वापि असति कर्तरि दुःखयोर्यात् स्वात्मान् विदत्तुपलब्ध परात्मकाष्टः सोऽपि एतया चरमया मनसो निवृत्त्या तस्मिन् मानवसितः सुखदुःखबाह्ये हेतुत्वापि असति कर्तरि दुःखयोर्यात् स्वात्मान् विदत्तुपलब्ध परात्मकाष्टः सोऽपि एतया चरमया मनसो निवृत्त्या तस्मिन् मां नवसितः सुखदुःखलाये एतत्त्वमपि असति कर्तरि दुःखयोर्यात् स्वात्मान् विदत्तुपलब्ध परात्मकाष्टः सोऽपि हेतुत्वापि असति कर्तरि दुःखयोर्यात् स्वात्मान् विदत्तुपलब्ध परात्मकाष्टः माताजि सोऽपि एतया चरमया मनसो निवृत्त्या अस्मिन् महाम् न्यवसितः सुख दुःख बाह्ये यत् त्वामपि असि कर्तरि स्वात्मान् वेदस्तव उपलब्ध परात्मकाः
हरे कृष्ण वर्ड्स में
सा दयोगी अपि मोरोवर एथया वैदिस चरमया अल्टीमेट मनसः ऑफ द माइंड निवृत्या बाय सेसेशन ऑफ मटेरियल रिएक्शन तस्मिन् इन इज महिम्नि अल्टीमेट ग्लोरी अवसितः सिचुएटेड सुख दुख बाह्ये आउटसाइड ऑफ हैप्पीनेस एंड डिस्ट्रेस हेतुत्वम द कॉज अपि इंडीड असति ए प्रोडक्ट ऑफ इग्नोरेंस कर्तरी इन द फॉल्स ईगो दुःखयोः अ प्लेजर एंड पेन यत विच स्व आत्मन टू हिज ओन सेल्फ विदत्ते ये एट्रीब्यूट्स उपलब्ध रियलाइज परात्मा ऑफ द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड खासतः द हाईएस्ट ट्रुथ ट्रांसलेशन दस सिचुएटेड इन द हाईएस्ट ट्रांसेंडेंटल स्टेज द माइंड सीजेस फ्रॉम ऑल मटेरियल रिएक्शन एंड बिकम सिचुएटेड इन इट्स ओन ग्लोरी Transcendent to all material conceptions of happiness and distress. At that time, the yogi realizes the truth of his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He discovers that the pleasure and pain as well as their interactions, which he attributed to his own self, are actually due to false ego, which is a product of ignorance. Hare Krishna, translation. Thus, situated in his highest transcendental stage, the mind ceases from all material reaction and becomes situated in its own glory, transcendental to all material conceptions of happiness and distress. At that time, the yogi realizes the truth of his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He discovers that the pleasure and pain, as well as their interactions, which he attributed to his own self, are actually due to the false ego, which is a product of ignorance. Hare Krishna. Please, Srila Prabhupada's purport, as highlighted here, today's class will be discussing on this highlighted thing because it's a long purport, but they are basically, essence of that is this highlighted one. So the first sentence itself is the one which we'll be discussing in today's class. Hare Krishna. Forgetfulness of one's relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead is a product of ignorance. By yoga practice, one can eradicate this ignorance by thinking oneself independent of the Supreme Lord. One's actual relationship is eternally that of love. The living entity is meant to render transcendental loving service to the Lord. Forgetfulness of that sweet relationship is called ignorance. And in ignorance, one is impelled by the three modes of nature to think himself the enjoyer. When the devotee's mind is purified and understands that his mind has to be doubted with the desires of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has attained the perfectional transcendental stage, which is beyond the perception of material distress and happiness. As long as one acts on his own account, he is subject to all material perceptions of so-called happiness and distress. Actually, there is no happiness. Just as there is no happiness in any of the activities of a madman, so in the material activities, the mental concoctions of happiness and distress are false. Actually, everything is distress.
When the mind is doubted to act according to the desire of the Lord, one has attained the transcendental stage. The desire to lord it over material nature is the cause of ignorance, and when that desire is completely extinguished and the desires are doubted with those of the Supreme Lord, one has reached the perfectional stage. Upalabdha Paratmakastaha. Upalabdha means realization. Realization necessarily indicates individuality. In the perfectional liberated state, there is actual realization. Nivritti means the living entity keeps its individuality. Oneness means he realizes happiness in the happiness of the Supreme Lord. In the Supreme Lord, there is nothing but happiness. Ananda Mayobhyasat. The Lord is by nature full of transcendental happiness. In the liberated state, oneness with the Supreme Lord means that one has no realization other than happiness. But the individual still exists, otherwise this word upalabdha indicating individual realization of the transcendental happiness would not have been used. Thus in the translation purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalaka Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Namaho Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapadaka Swami Nitinamine Nama Acharya Padaya Nityai Kripatradayane Gaurakrita Damadaya Nagragramatharine Namaho Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyate Deshitarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gauravaktaranda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Karoti Vachanam Pangam Langayate Kimyat Kripatam Samunya Paramanam Namo Brahmane Devaya Go Brahmane Taya Jagaditaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Chananda Gopakumaraya Govindaya Namo Govindaya Namo Govindaya Namo Nama Pankajanabhaya Nama Pankajamadina Nama Pankajanetaya Namaste Pankajangri Ananda Leelamaya Vigrahaya Yemava Divyacha Visundaraya Tasme Mahaprema Rasapradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna Suvapi Yathaya Charamaya Manaso Nivritya Tasmin Mahanavasita Sukha Dukkha Bahe Yetutva Api Asidikartara Dukkha Yoryat Suvatman Vedatta Palabdha Paratma Kastaha. Thus situated in the highest transcendental stage, the mind ceases from all material reaction and becomes situated in its own glory, transcendent to all material conceptions of happiness and distress. At that time, the yogi realizes the truth of his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He discovers that pleasure and pain, as well as the interactions which he attributed to his own self, are actually due to false ego, which is a product of ignorance. So in the beginning, when Lord Kapiladeva started this chapter, what is the sloka he spoke? He spoke, the personality of Godhead said, my dear mother, O daughter of the king, now I shall explain to you the system of yoga, the object of which is to concentrate the mind. By practicing this system, one can become joyful and progressively advance toward the path of absolute truth. So it says, concentrate the mind. By practicing this system, one can become joyful and progressively advance to the path of absolute truth. So this is almost conclusion of that. It says here, the mind ceases from all material reaction and becomes situated in its own glory, transcendent to all material conceptions of happiness and distress. So here, as we highlighted here, that ignorance is the cause of, and not the ignorance, false ego is the cause of ignorance. And false ego also the cause of forgetful of Krishna, which is the purport which Srila Prabhupada writes, the first sentence. Forgetfulness of one's relationship with Supreme Godhead is a product of ignorance.
the topic we said, root cause of all miseries and eternal relief. So from the translation purport we read, what could be the root cause of all miseries? Ignore. How many of you are saying ignorance? Root cause of all miseries and eternal relief. Hare Krishna, that we will discuss. So here Srila Prabhupada purport, forgetfulness of one's relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead is a product of ignorance. Now when it comes to ignorance, what do we really understand by ignorance? Okay, not knowing the facts. Not knowing the real thing then. Yes, Nanda Sutta Prabhu said something. Hare Krishna. Anything else? Hare Krishna, yeah, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, yeah. We'll discuss from the material point, then we'll go to spiritual. So, ignorance, if you see that I took the meaning from the Cambridge dictionary, there are three things it explains. One is lack of knowledge, lack of understanding, and lack of information. Lack of knowledge. So when we say lack of knowledge, lack of understanding and lack of information, all this whatever we said it will cover. So when we say lack of knowledge, the material example, tomorrow I may get sick, but I may not be knowing what are the cause of the sickness, and I may not know the cure also. So lack of knowledge in a way is little bit acceptable level because it's a relative term. Relative term in the sense, I may be good in a particular field of knowledge, but other fields I am not ever. So because I am not expert in that field, ignorance of that particular field is an acceptable fact. Material, yes or doubt? Because I cannot become a doctor, I am in a separate field. So this is an acceptable fact of ignorance. But it should not be there also. In spiritual, it should not be there. Like the children, they are relatives with the age. You cannot expect children to know everything because with the age, they will grow, the knowledge also grows. So it's a relative fact, and it is to certain extent, it is acceptable. Now the lack of understanding, this is something very heavy. What does that mean? I know that I should not break the traffic rules. And Prabhu, Nanda Sutta Prabhu said something. I should not commit things, but still I do. That means knowledge is there, but I don't understand that knowledge in truth. I break it. So that is also kind of ignorance. That's also kind of, this is very severe. We will understand further. So that is lack of understanding. Now the lack of information. This is still heavy. What does that mean? Information is there, but I am not getting it. That you are saying that to come to the spiritual part, we understand that we are the body, but actually we are not the body. The information is there, but we are, same thing in the material world. See, now the WhatsApp, the media is giving information. Why? Because we should be aware of it. See, if there is an advantage, there is a disadvantage. So lack of information. See, all these three, knowledge, understanding, information, when we lack about this, it's called ignorance. So here Prabhupada is putting ignorance, to what extent he is putting all the three? Knowledge, understanding, information. About who he is putting in the purport? He is putting the forgetfulness of the relationship with the Supreme Lord is the cause of ignorance. So forgetfulness, it's a cause of ignorance. So we will try to understand. So this is what Prabhupada writes. Forgetfulness of one's relationship with the Supreme Person of Godhead is a product of ignorance. Forgetfulness of that sweet relationship is called ignorance. And in ignorance, one is impelled by the three modes, material modes of nature, to think himself the enjoyer. So what is the direct effect on the living entity, we'll discuss elaborately. As for now, when we are in ignorance, what happens? We forget the Supreme Lord and then we try to enjoy ourselves separate from Krishna. So now we'll try to understand the effect of ignorance. So what would be the effect of somebody who is in ignorance? What should be his effect? With three things we said. You take material example, if we are not aware of the spiritual. We said lack of knowledge, lack of understanding and lack of information. If in our material life, any object you take, like a telephone, if we don't have these three, will we enjoy this telephone when you pay it? I will give one simple example, because there are many functions are there. The same way, the material life, we don't know what is the value, the material existence. We don't know what is the knowledge, about the knowledge of this existence, what is the understanding of this material existence, and what is the information about this material existence, then the material existence will become miserable. It's miserable. This is what Shastra says. Krishna Bhuli Sei Jiva Anadi Bahir Mukha Ata Eva Maya Tare Deya Samsara Dukkha. Forgetting Krishna, the living entity has been attracted by the external feature from time immemorial. Therefore, the illusion energy Maya gives him all kinds of misery in his material existence. So why it is giving? Because one, what Prabhupada said, ignorance, what is the first sentence Prabhupada said? Yeah, what is the cause? He says, with the product of ignorance. So here, forgetting Krishna, again, ignorance. The living entity has been attracted by the external feature from the time immemorial. Therefore, the illusion energy Maya gives him all kinds of misery in his material existence. There is something still more to come from Vishnu Purana, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yaya Kshetrajna Shakti Sa Vishtita Rupa Sarvaga Samsara Tapa Nakila Avapnoti Atra Santatan. It says, O King, the Kshetrajna Shakti is the living entity. Although he has the facility to live in either material or spiritual world, he suffers the threefold miseries of material existence because he is influenced by the avidya, nascence, ignorance, potency, which covers his constitutional position. So now here avidya, it covers, influenced by avidya. But what happens? Why, when it's covered, what happens? What the living entity cannot decide? So what is the first here? Kshetra, although he has facility to live either in material or spiritual world. So why he is choosing to select to live in material world? Because of what? Because of ignorance. So this is... Yeah, he is selecting. That's why. Knowledge is there, but understanding is not there. Information is there, I am not getting lack of information. This is why we come to material existence. Jnana may be, it, as we said, it may be relative, but the other two, that is the real cause of us being in the material world and undergo all suffering. Now it says, covers his constitutional position. In this covering, we are going to look into the facts that how many layers that it covers and what is the form of that cover. The living, it says, what it clearly says, this is Vishnu Purana Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is actually quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it says that influenced by the avidya, nations, ignorance, potency, which covers his constitutional position. What is the constitutional position of the living entity? Yeah, this is Jivara Swarupa Nitya Krishna Das. One. Plus, what is his natural characteristics? Ananda Abhyasa, Prabhupada quotes, that he is Tat Chit Ananda, full of knowledge and full of bliss and eternal. So all this is covered by one factor, which is ignorance. So what is that covering? And what is that covering? One, and in that covering, what is that form it takes? First is the covering, then the form. Like for example, to give an example, you take the coconut or the coconut. So how many covers we have? The outermost cover is like the coir we call. I don't know what they call it. The coir which they make, and then you have the thick, the shell, very, very hard density shell is there. Then the coconut pulp is there, then the water is there. The same way, when you say about ignorance, the ignorance also has got certain layers, covers. And these covers, when come together, it got a form. So this we'll understand from Srimad Bhagavata and Bhagavad Gita. So the first is coverings of ignorance. Sasarjachaya ya vidyam pancha parvanam agrataha tamishram anda tamishram tamo moha maha tamaha. So there are five layers. Tamishra, anda tamishra, tamas, moha and maha moha. This is explained in third canto Srimad Bhagavatam, 20th chapter, verse 18. Maitreya Muni says to Udara, Hare Krishna, Maitreya Muni says to Vidura, first of all, Brahma created from his shadow the coverings of ignorance of the conditioned souls. And what are those? They are five in number and they are called Tamishra, Andhatamishra, Tamas, Mohan, Maha, Moho. So how many of you remember this which we covered before? So this is Hare Krishna. So there are five layers of ignorance. Tamishra, Andhatamishra, Tamas, Mohan, Maha, Moho. This is now we are discussing about the layer. Then we will come to that these layers, what form it takes. So here, Tamishra. Which means when the living entity forgets his constitutional position, equal enjoyer with the Lord. So here Lord Vamanadeva is there and he is taking the three steps to challenge who? Not challenge exactly. In another words to Bali Maharaj or to save the demon. So here when the living entity forgets his constitutional position, Equal enjoyer with the Lord. So here enjoyer, this is prominent. That's why Bali and Vamanadeva is there. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, the living entity being eternally a part and parcel, servitor of the Supreme Lord, can never by constitution be an equal enjoyer with the Lord. When he forgets this, however, he tries to be one with him. This condition is called Tamishra. Even in the field of spiritual realization, this Tamishra mentality of the living entity is hard to overcome. I just put the summary. Coverings of Tamishra. First is misuse of minute independence and want to be equal enjoyer with the Lord. So this is part of one layer of ignorance. So what does that mean? Equal enjoyer with the Lord means? Equal enjoyer with the Lord. Independent, want to be equal enjoyer with the Lord. The living entity has to enjoy. Ananda Abhyasa Prabhupada. The living entity is a blissful nature. But how he should enjoy? He should enjoy with the, in the purport, if you remember, the Lord is at the end of the purport, Prabhupada writes here, see here. In the Supreme Lord, there is nothing but happiness. Ananda Mayo Abhyasa. The Lord is by nature full of transcendental happiness. In the liberated stage, oneness with the Supreme Lord means that one has no realization other than happiness. So our original nature is happiness. But that happiness is only when we are surrendered to the Lord and by service that we get that happiness. We cannot enjoy separate from the Lord. So when we enjoy separate from the Lord, what is that called? Compared to love and lust? It's called lust. Ignorance. So tries to be one with the Lord, and then Tamishra also means anger. So when he cannot enjoy equal with the Lord, then he becomes the Lord. This Kamsa, Hiranyakashipu, they are all demons. They wanted to be equal with the Lord in strength, but did they succeed? They never succeeded. They challenged the Lord. So this is Tamishra. Now on the Tamishra, this is still better. So what is Andhatamishram is looking at it? This Kamsa is here, but what does that mean? What is Andhatamishram means? What can we take one single word for this? Andhatamishram means taking death as the ultimate end. So there, because it's also an ignorance. Death is there. But when we consider death to be ultimate end, what happens? Srila Prabhupada writes a beautiful purport here. Andhatamishram means it involves considering death to be the ultimate end. As long as you live, you should live prosperously. Never mind whether you commit all kinds of so-called sins. You must eat sumptuously, beg, borrow and steal. And if you think that by stealing and borrowing you are being entangled in sinful activity for which you will have to pay, then just forget that misconception, because after death everything is finished. No one is responsible for anything he does during his life. So this is called Andhatamishram. So if we think that by death everything is finished, is it a good understanding? Is it a good knowledge? No, the Shastra says no. It is one of the layer of ignorance, that we should never think that by death everything ends. So, but how can we realize it by our own experience? This doesn't need Shastra. This can be understood easily without even the knowledge of Shastra. How can we understand? The very source of our birth actually explains this. That the death is not the end. Otherwise, one will not be taking birth in the roadside and suffering from the day one, and one will not be taking birth in the palace and enjoying from the day of the birth. So this is the death is under tamish. Now tamas, this is still goes higher. So looking at it, what the tamas means? Ignorance of tamas. That there is no knowledge about information, as you said, lack of information. There is no knowledge about the spirit soul at all. No knowledge about the spirit soul. The condition of not knowing anything about the spirit soul is called tamas. Information is there, but lack of information. That is also ignorance. Almost everyone is thinking that he is this body. He has no information of the spirit soul. Guided by this misconception, one always thinks, this is my body and anything relationship with this body is mine. For such misguided living entities, sex life is the background of material existence. So, third layer of ignorance is that, thinking that, I'm thinking or understanding, or there is no knowledge about the existence of the spirit soul. You only focus on the body. So that is the next stage, which is moha. Moha about moha or illusion of the bodily concept of life. So here Kali is there. Kali is very proud because he has got thousands, hundreds and thousands of wood, but still Krishna could chastise. So moha means as these attachments increase, moha or illusion of the bodily concept of life also increases. Thus the idea, I am this body and everything belongs to this body is mine, also increases. And as a whole, world is put into moha. Sectarian societies, families and nationalities are created and they fight with one another. So moha means? Yeah, it is the illusion of the bodily concept of life. Now maha moha, which is mad after material enjoyment. Maha moha means to mad after material enjoyment. See, Ravana is there. Mahamoha means to be mad after material enjoyment, especially in this age of Kali. Everyone is overwhelmed by the madness to accumulate paraphernalia for material enjoyment. So now five levels. First was Tamishra. What is that Tamishra means? One forgets his constitutional position and he want to enjoy equal with the Lord. Tamishra means also anger. Samishra also means to merge oneness with the Lord. This is ignorance because one can never lose his identity, Prabhupada explains in the purport. Then the second is Andhatamishra, which means death as the ultimate end. So when death as the ultimate end, what happens? Why it is ignorance? You enjoy this life and we never prepare for the next life. See, in all our life from the childhood, the parents prepare the child for his education, for his working, all the life. But you just imagine if the death is the ultimate end, if we think, we will never prepare for the next life. That is the greatest ignorance one can have. Then we have tamas. Tamas means no knowledge about the spirit soul. So if there is no knowledge about the spirit soul, you will never care for anything, because with the body, everything ends. Then we have moha. Moha means illusion about the body. That means all the attachment will be there. Maha moha means mad after material enjoyment. This is also there in nectar instruction. So these are the five layers of ignorance. So what we said, when this ignorance is there, what happens? Because we should not lose from the beginning. The forgetfulness of Krishna. If forgetfulness of Krishna means all miseries. So that means these ignorance are the real root cause of the misery. Now we should know how these five layers of ignorance, which form they take. Any guess? This is in Bhagavad Gita, is there. Which form they take? Ultimately what it is? Ignorance means what? Ignorance means it is covering the knowledge, it is covering the consciousness,
and it is the cause of all miseries. Yes or no? There is any doubt? This is ignorance. That's why that Jyotirmaya, that's there, no? What is that? Tamasoma Jyotirmaya. That from the darkness you have to come to the light. Why? Because that's where you are not only coming out of life, coming out of all misery. So what is the form of these five layers of the ignorance can be understood in one word of four letters? Because we need to focus. This is very important. Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, form of ignorance, Bhagavad Gita 339. Avrutam jnana metena. Avrutam jnana metena. Avrutam means we can understand the covering of the jnana. Etena. Jnana nitya vahinena. It is the enemy. Kama rupena kaunte dushparenena lenacha. So now everybody knows what it is. Thus the wise living entity's pure consciousness becomes covered by its eternal enemy in the form of lust, which is never satisfied and which burns like fire. So it says the same words, covered by its eternal enemy. Covering. Why covering? In the form of lust, which is never satisfied and which burns like fire. So now, when this lust, all the five layers of ignorance in the form of lust, when it covers the consciousness of the living entity, then what happens? Who becomes weak? Who becomes the victim? Krishna says. Because we should understand, like there are certain diseases, it will attack only certain part of the body. The other parts are, they are fine, there is no problem. But some disease, it covers the whole body. Like if a boil in the leg, you are having only the pain in the leg. The body is normal, thinking is normal. But if you get headache, the whole body has become dull. The same way here, Krishna is saying, when this ignorance is there, and when these layers of ignorance takes a form, which part of the body becomes weak? Why we are discussing about this? Today's shloka, that we have to achieve the right. Because what we are discussing in this particular shloka, what is the importance is given here? The mind. And the mind coming out from its effects of, because mind is, what is the characteristic of the mind? The characteristic of the mind, earlier Kapila Dev in the earlier chapter said, it is the rejection and acceptance. In the process of rejection and acceptance, what is the cause, what is the effect? Effect is suffering and the pain or the enjoyment. So here, that what are the weak, what in our body becomes weak, Krishna explains in the next shloka. He says, Indriyani manobuddhir asyadhisthana muchyate etirmayatesha jnanam avritya dehinam. The sense of the mind and the intelligence are the sitting place of this lust. Through them, the lust cover the real knowledge of the living entity and bewilders them. See, in our body, what is more important? The mind, intelligence and, of course, it says senses, mind and intelligence. See, if these three, like, if somebody becomes paralyzed, can you do anything? You cannot. So, the ignorance here, in the form of the lust, it covers the mind, senses, mind and intelligence. What the person in ignorance can do, he becomes worse than the animal. It's because it's like a devouring enemy. In the next verse, Krishna says, it's like a devouring enemy. So here, Krishna, in this chapter, which says the Kapila is like devotional service, before beginning of the chapter, if you read, before even the yogi comes to the dhyana level, he says the yogi has to be purified of his material senses. And then he has to focus on the form of the Lord, then he can meditate. And after meditating, his mind becomes purified, then only he will understand what is happiness and distress and he can come out of it. So the ignorance is the greatest destroyer. And ignorance, three forms we discussed. Which is one is? What are three forms we said of ignorance? Lack of knowledge, lack of understanding and lack of information. So we are covering that part. So Krishna says, the senses, the mind and intelligence are the sitting place of this lust. Through them the lust covers the real knowledge of the living entity and bewilders them. Now, tasmatvam indriyanyadav niyamya bharatashrabha papmanam prajiyenam jnana vijnana nashanam. Therefore, O Arjuna, best of the Bharatas, in the very beginning, curb this great symbol of sin, lust, by regulating the senses and slay this destroyer of knowledge and self-realization. So here Krishna has two words. Which word we started discussing? ignorance. Ignorance means it is the opposite of knowledge. Knowledge should be. So here Krishna says, slay this lust, slay this destroyer of knowledge and self-realization. So what is the self-realization means? From the first sentence of Prabhupada's purport. What was the sentence of Prabhupada's first purport we said? We said forgetfulness of one's relationship with the Supreme Person of God is a product of ignorance. So here the lust destroys one knowledge, and what it destroys also? Self-realization. So when it says that the lust or the external enemy of the living entity in the form of Tamishra, Andha Tamishra, Tamas, Moha, Maha, Moha layers, then the lust. If that destroys the self-realization, means also it means that it destroys the relationship with the Supreme Lord. That means with this ignorance and with the form of the ignorance, the living entity can never build a relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So now question comes, then what is the eternal relief, not just a temporary relief, what is the eternal relief? That is the topic. So very nicely explained again. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Haya Andhakara Yahan Krishna Taha Nai Mayara Adhikara. So it says Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna is compared to sunshine and Maya is compared to darkness. Wherever there is sunshine, there cannot be darkness. As soon as one takes to Krishna consciousness, the darkness, the illusion, the influence of the external energy will immediately vanish. Okay, so here, Krishna Surya Sama Maya Haya Andhakara Yahan Krishna Tahanai Mayara Adhikara. So this is gives Adhikara. What is the means of Adhikara? You know, there is one sloka is there, Bhagavatam is quite Tatya Anukapa Sasumikshamana. Adhikara means that he has got the power. He has got the power. So when Krishna is there, the Maya does not have the power. You know, this easily can understand from the pastimes of Ajamila. In that, what Dharmaraja says to the is Yamadutas, what he says? Even if one chants one time Krishna's name is lifetime, however sinful you may be, you don't have the adhikara to take him back to hell. You don't have. That means you don't have the right. So that is the potency of Krishna. So here it says, Krishna is compared to sunshine and Maya is compared to darkness. Wherever there is sunshine, there cannot be any darkness. As soon as Prabhupada writes purport in that, as soon as one takes to Krishna consciousness, the darkness of illusion, which is ignorance, influence of external energy will immediately vanish, because that is the adhikara of the holy name or Krishna. So that is adhikara. Adhikara of the holy name. Now it is also, why it is Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, in Srimad Bhagavatam to the gopis, very nice shloka this one. Mai bhaktirhi bhutanam amrutatvaya kalpate dischayad asin matsneho bhavatinam mat apanaha. He says, rendering devotional service to me qualifies any living being for eternal life. But by your good fortune, you have developed a special loving attitude toward me, by which you have obtained me. So this is the eternal relief. So what is the eternal relief? The first one. Rendering devotional service to me qualifies any living being for eternal life. So what is the eternal life? It means, what does that mean? That means one will never be covered by the ignorance. So for that one, what we have to do? Rendering devotional service. So what are the devotional service? In our capacity that we can do. First, chanting the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we said, in one of the, I think it was the New Year address or some address, we said, what is this Hare Krishna Mahamantra came from where? It came from Goloka. And what is this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is compared as by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What he says? He says, I brought this medicine which can cure all disease. All material miseries can be cured by this medicine, which is chanting the holy name of the Lord. Then, devotional, in our capacity, what we can do? We can hear Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaran. These three are very important. Then we can hear about the Supreme Lord, Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing, Bhagavad Gita, hearing, the Lord's pastime, glories of the Lord, glories of the devotees. This can immediately actually purify. There is no doubt about it. Usually what we expect is that, because I do now, I should get it. But it will never. That is why, in the Andhata Mishra, when we said, Andhata Mishra was like, first one was equal enjoyer. Taking death as the ultimate. And there is one of that. There is known as spirit. Maybe it is in the tamas itself. Prabhupada writes, even in the spiritual practice, this tamas will be there. That equal enjoyer with the Lord. That propensity, enjoyment, the propensity is there. That is why, that these 5 layers of ignorance, we should actually always think about it. Is it, how much it is related to me? Because it's difficult to come out. Just because we hear, just because we practice Krishna consciousness, just because we chant, just because we hear, it doesn't mean that this ignorance goes away from us. So what is the symptom that it has not gone away from us? What is the symptom? Yeah, but yes, that is good. But attachment is good. But what is the symptom? The very suffering which we undergo is a symptom. Yeah, the very suffering which we undergo is the symptom. Because even though we might have suffering, but the influence of the suffering will not be there when we are in the proper knowledge, when our devotional service is pure. So rendering devotional service to me qualifies any living being for eternal life. But for your good fortune, you have developed a special loving attitude toward me, by which you have obtained me. So this is Krishna is saying to the gopis, but how can we have loving attitude towards the Lord? How can you understand that? Yes, by my practice, by devotional service, by my service, it's my love towards the Lord. How can you understand? Yeah, very simple. As well as Manumara says, he says, if you do our sadhana sincerely, if you follow the instructions, that is actually first symptom of loving. Usually when we say love, we think from the highest point. Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vasalya, Madhurya. But for the sadhaka, sadhana devotees, when we are still in the anartha nivritti stage, still the love of Godhead is not missed there. Even they to the prayojana, sambandha, abhideya, prayojana at the end, love of Godhead. But even in the sadhaka level, in the sadhana level, doing the sadhana is the expression of love. To give an example, see, in our company when we work, when we sincerely work without committing any offenses or any wrongdoings, will the company will have a good impression on that he is sincerely working? Indirectly, there is also an expression of love towards the job. Yes, sir, and it's very simple. The same way in the spiritual, when we are the sadhaka bhakta means sadhana bhakti again two. One is a sadhana, one is rupanaka sadhana, one is normal sadhana. So in sadhana bhakti, when we do our sadhana sincerely, that is also expression of love toward the Lord. When that expression we show, then the Lord's love comes, then it develops to all the other stages, from the nishta, then ruchi, asakti, bhava, and then it goes. So he has special attitude. So now we will summarize what we studied, what we tried to understand today. This is the purport, this is the translation. Thus situated in the highest transcendental stage, the mind ceases from all material reaction and becomes situated in its own glory. Prabhupada writes the translation in glory. Transcendent to all material conception of happiness and distress. At that time the yogi realized the truth of the relationship to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That means as long as we are not detached from the material happiness and distress, establishing relation with Krishna is difficult. In the liberated stage, oneness with the Supreme Lord means that one has no realization other than happiness in the transcendental stage. So the essence is, before we go, false ego is product of ignorance. Ignorance real root cause of all miseries. False ego means forgetfulness of one's relationship with the Lord, which is also product of ignorance. Due to false ego, one identifies the self and its interactions with pleasure and pain, cause of suffering. Forgetting Krishna means suffering of material miseries. That is why, what is Prabhupada's slogan? Chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And what is Rupa Goswami's slogan? Always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. Yeah, Rupa Goswami quotes this, also it is there. Also, I think it is in the Padma Purana also there, maybe it is. So it says, forgetting Krishna means suffering of misery. That means if you remember all time Krishna, the misery will not be there. Then, influenced by ignorance, avidya, the jiva suffers threefold miseries. What are the threefold miseries? Adi Bhavatika, Adi Daivika and Adhyatmika. So most of the devotees they heard. Adhyatmika means the miseries which is caused by us. So they are also, all the three, ignorance, lack of knowledge, lack of understanding. Lack of, if you take this, we will understand that every suffering is, this is the cause. Because we never make an endeavor to understand or get information or get the knowledge. It's the cause. That's Adhyatmika. Adi Bhautika means suffering by the other living entities, and Adhidaivika means natural calamities. Then, ignorance covers his constitutional position, servant of Krishna, and his loving devotional service. So when we are in ignorance, then we will not be possible to be in our natural constitutional position as servant of Krishna. Coverings in five layers, Tamishra, enjoyer, Andha Tamishra, depth to be end, Tamas, no knowledge of the soul, Moha, illusion of body, and Maha Moha, mad after material enjoyment. So actually, in the secondary creation, when Lord Brahma created this ignorance, what he did, after looking at this ignorance, what he did? Immediately he did cast off this body. First he created this ignorance, but immediately he cast off that body. You will read from next shloka Bhagavatam. He did not keep it. Because somebody asked me when we were in Dubai, somebody asked me when we were talking about ignorance in another subject, why did Lord Brahma in the first place created this ignorance at all? What was the necessary? Actually, if Brahma did not create this ignorance, the living entity will never enjoy material world. Because one of the purpose of creating material world is also for the living entity who desire to enjoy the material separate from Krishna, that is why this ignorance is created. Otherwise, it's not possible. Then, manifestation of coverings of ignorance are lust, and it destroys the knowledge and self-realization by taking shelter of senses, mind and buddhi. By Krishna consciousness, the ignorance will vanish and will be situated in living in its original position, servant of Krishna and its eternal loving devotional service. Root cause of misery is ignorance and eternal relief is Krishna consciousness, nine process of bhakti. Hare Krishna. So that's what I will just read the translation before I conclude. So here in this translation, thus situated in the highest transcendental stage, the mind ceases from all material reaction and becomes situated in its own glory, transcendental to all material conceptions of happiness and distress. At that time, the yogi realizes the truth of his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this truth cannot be revealed unless one comes out of the ignorance. So what is the ignorance? It is continued. He discovers that pleasure and pain, as well as their interactions which he attributed to his own self, are actually due to false ego, which is a product of ignorance. So today we try to understand what this ignorance, what are the layers, what are their form, so that when we understand this, then our relationship with Krishna will be established, and in that relationship, our devotional service can give us eternal existence. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jagat Vishnu Prabhupada ki, Gurudev ki. Any questions, any corrections, any suggestions are all welcome before we conclude, because it is exactly 9 o'clock. Yes, bro.
The sense that you said you need to think about these five different layers. Prabhupada in another purport writes that if you have fallen into the ocean, don't think why did you fall, how did you fall. Think of the rope and catch and come up.
Yeah, Hare Krishna. Yeah, that's right. No, we are not dwell in that. Basically, you see, what it means is that if I am suffering, for example, when you go to the doctor, what the doctor first sees? The symptom of the disease, then he gives. The same way, if I am undergoing any suffering, then it's our duty to find out why this suffering is there. That can lead to your knowledge, that can lead to come out of the miserable condition. So here, as we said, the ignorance has got three parts. I'm just repeating again. It has a lack of knowledge, lack of understanding, and lack of information. So these things, unless we know for our problem or whatever that is burning us, we should, when we know this, then we should know the, we will know the remedy also. Hare Krishna. Yeah, Hare Dandavat. Yes, Prabhu. Yeah. Free will. Yeah. Hare Krishna. I was sitting there exactly in that stool which is there. Jayadeva Maharaj was taking, it's only Jayadeva Maharaj is taking the class. So I had the exactly same question. Krishna is all blissful and all attractive. If Krishna is all attractive, we are the minute living entity which doesn't have Anu and Vibhu. So why we cannot naturally get attracted to Krishna? Because Krishna is all attractive and he is very powerful. Why he cannot get attracted naturally? Jayadeva actually virtually got very annoyed. That's why I remember this. He got annoyed. He said this because of your foolishness, because of your free will, you will never get attracted. See, for example, I'm giving the example. Today Mangala Arati, how many devotees we had? Initiated devotees, you say hardly 3 or 4. 5 o'clock when it started. Maybe little more, 5, 6, I mean, committee maybe 3, 4. Why? Now you are the same question I'm asking. Why it doesn't attract Mangalarati in devotional service? There may be some other engagements. Because of free will, we think that this is superior. For example, I might have some work in the house, my Abhisheka maybe I have to do, Arati I have to do, offering I have to do. We are not saying we are not doing anything. But I have something to do, which I think that it's my duty to do, so I abscond one thing. The same way the living entity, when he thinks, because of his free will, that this is better for me than to be with Krishna or Saru Krishna, that is the reason he comes to material world. Otherwise, we know from the teacher Srila Prabhupada, what is the spiritual creation and what is the material creation? The spiritual creation is 3/4 of the Lord's whole creation. Only 1/4 is material creation. Even that 1/4 is unlimited. Then you can imagine still the vastness of the Lord's creation. Within that vastness, how many living entities still, because of the free will, want to enjoy suffering from Krishna. So the only answer for that, which I can remember is, I don't know whether it will convince you or no, is that the living entity, even in this purport, if you read the purport, the living entity, Prabhupada, till the last sentence you read, the living entity will never lose his individuality. In this purport is clear, he will never lose individuality. And what is the meaning of never lose his individuality? That means that his free will remain with him all the eternally. It will never go. This is number one. Number two, in Bhagavad Gita, how many shlokas you will see Krishna says, you do this, you do this, you do this. Why is Krishna saying, you do this, you do this? That's something that we are not naturally doing it. Or naturally we cannot do it. That is why he's saying, you do it. Like children, you do this, we say. Naturally we not do. Yeah, yeah, Nandasudha Prabhu, yes. Yeah. Yeah. No, why you are saying only devotional? What about karma? What about results of your karma? Yeah. Yeah, it depends. See, this is explained Krishna in Dume Anavrtavani Yato Darsho. That one shloka is that. The ignorance of the living entity is covered in three ways. One is the dust covered by the mirror, one is the smoke covered by the fire, and one is the embryo covered by the womb. So what it means is there are different degrees of lust or the desire. So according to that, your life will be defined and the next life also will be defined according to that. So there are different three layers. Actually, continuation of the shloka Krishna goes, that there are three, it doesn't mean the ignorance, all these are in the same degree. It is there in every living entity, but it may not be in the same degree. It has got different degrees. So Krishna gives three examples. Dust. He says, in the dust in the mirror, you just wipe it, the mirror is clear. But smoke in the fire, it needs little more extra endeavor. But the embryo in the womb, it needs a lot of effort. It's very, very dull ignorance. Yeah, but your question is not, you said only bhakti goes, no, all our activities in the conception form it goes. The Krishna says in the 15th chapter, he says, no? Prabhu, that aroma, the air carries the aroma. What is the shloka he starts with? The Lord says in the 5th chapter, in the beginning of 15th chapter, Lord says, like the air carries the aroma of the flower. Like, see, the whether we are smelling a bad odor or we are smelling a very fragrant flower, from a distance we smell, but we don't see the flower or we don't see the filthy place. Shariram yada apna yaksha bhutkandit ishwara great vat. No, that is the last, before the two shlokas are there. Yeah, shrotram saksu spashchananta rasanam grana evacha adhistaya manasya visharupa sevete utkramantam sthamavad bunjana guna anitam. Yeah, one more shloka previous is there. What it says, the vayurgandhani, that shariram yada apna yaksha bhutkandit great vat samadhi vayurgandhani, yeah, shariram, yeah, that is the shloka. Shariram yad avapnoti yakshat utkrimadishwara great vaitani samyati vayar gandhan ivashayat. So Krishna says that the air carries the aroma the same way. Results of all our activities in this body, the soul carries. It carries to the next. And accordingly the body is given. And Prabhupada writes about this, that every activity we do, every moment is constituting the next body same time. They are built same time. That body can be demolished only two things. One, when we remember the Lord at the time of leaving the body, or also what we remember at the Lord, that can change. But otherwise, now we are sitting here, we are doing every day, every month. This constitutes our next body. It starts forming our next body. That is why in second chapter, the last verse, or seventh chapter, the last verse, Krishna says that even at the time of death, when can come out of this ignorance, Krishna says. I think in the second chapter also, if you read in the last verse, one can be situated in this devotional service even at the end of the last, before leaving the body. But, irrespective of that, everything we do in our day-to-day activity is building our next body. It's only, that is why, when we talk about the ignorance, the suffering out of the ignorance is, it is undisputable. I'll give three examples for this, which is very, very, very understand. See, the miserable caste, Prabhupada says, Adi Bhautika, Adi Atmika, Adi Daivika. By his own, by the other living entity, or by the Adi Bhautika. Also, if you see, how can you come out of the suffering in generally? You have to undergo, there is no way. If I get a disease, even if I take a medicine, I know by taking the medicine also, till that medicine course is finished, the suffering pain is mandatory for me. I cannot change it. I have to go. There is no way it will go. The same way, ignorance is the cause of all the miserable condition. So, whether we are aware of the, whether we were new, or whether we had the knowledge, whether we had the understanding, whether we had the information, this make a difference. As we say, that we cannot come out of it unless there is an atonement. And the best way of atonement is Krishna consciousness. Very simple. Materialism can be discussed in another way, but for us, time is finished. Everything we carry, nothing we leave behind. Unless there is mercy of Vaishnava is there. Unless there is only Vaishnava and Lord, nobody can erase anything out. The karma will not go. The Lord will not go. Nothing will go. Only mercy of the Vaishnavas and Krishna, they can change. No other people. That is why here we say, Krishna says that the Gopi Sloka which we recited, only devotion service gives an eternal life. Says Gopi. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jagat Krishna Prabhupada ki, Gurudev ki. Jai.